Hello, everyone. Peace and blessings to you. And thank you for joining me. You are not your trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes. Today's guest is a phenomenal woman. She is a master relationship coach, a strategic interventionist. Because I can't keep getting that word right. We went over that, but I got it that time, I think. A public speaker and owner of Highest Intent Life Coaching. Carrie Petruch has been helping people all over the world for a lifetime. A mother of three and a grandmother of eight and married to the man of her dreams. Could you possibly imagine being married to the man of your dreams or woman of your dreams? Carrie's life was not always happy years ago because of childhood abuse and living in a very controlled environment for many years as an adult. Carrie spent her life helping people to discover what makes them happy. She wanted to do so much more, so she decided to do what it takes to call herself a relationship coach. Having lived in many places in the world, she is uniquely qualified to help all people. Carrie spent her young adulthood as a stay-at-home mom, where she devoted herself to changing people's lives by educating military families about the Individuals with Disabilities Act, IDEA. And volunteering as a parent advocate for children with special needs. She has been recognized for the service of over 5,000 volunteer hours as an advocate for the education of children with special needs. Carrie has been awarded the Department of the Army Civil Service Medal 3 times for her work in the safe deployment of and return of our Army soldiers who served during the war on terrorism. Wow. Her truest mission is to help as many people as possible to embrace the incredible joy and excitement that comes with a great relationship so that they will live their best lives together. There's so much more that I could say. But what I am going to do is I'm going to skip to this part. She also enjoys long motorcycle rides with her wonderful husband. Ha ha. I had to jump to that. I'm just saying. She's the author of Get Out of the Box and Into Play, The Secret to Lasting Relationship, and is the creator of the Relationship Recognition Program. She is a contributing author in the Wall Street best-selling book, WFT to OMG. Carrie has future plans to create a fabulous couples retreat. So without further ado, we're going to bring forth our guest here, Ms. Carrie Petruch.
Hi. Thank you for having me here, Dr. Wendy. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Listen, I just want to thank you for even accepting the invitation and being so gracious and being so sweet about it. You know, holding the conversation with you is like holding a conversation with my sister. And I just love it. You know, I just really enjoy talking to you. But we're about to take a dive into who Carrie Petruch really is.
Yeah.
Okay. So This show is You Are Not Your Trauma. Mm-hmm. And so from what I was reading, that you had childhood trauma and a very controlled environment, even as an adult. You want to talk to us about that, like what that looked like for you?
Well, when I was a very small child, my mother suffered from a mental illness, paranoid schizophrenia. And so my early childhood years were spent thinking that there was something wrong with me because I didn't see people that she saw. And there were bugs on the wall that she wanted me to kill, and things were a little odd. So for me, as a small child, I thought that there was something wrong with me because I didn't see what she saw. So it was a very different way of being an early child, and she saw things and heard things and did things that she was really, really unaware of for most of the time. There was a day that came when she thought that I was some evil spirit, and she picked me up by my neck and she threw me into a glass table. I should have died. My neck was broken. The neighbors heard the ruckus and they called the police, and they came and took me to the hospital. And what happened is I ended up paralyzed on the right side of my body, and I didn't speak. I was paralyzed for 6 months and I didn't speak for a year. My grandmother took custody of us, and so we went to live with her, and she was my saving grace. She was amazing to me. And one day, my grandmother was in the kitchen washing the dishes, and I walked into the kitchen, and I hadn't spoken in a year, and I had a butterfly on my shoulder. And you'll notice I'm always wearing butterflies. And I said, "Look, grandmother, there's a butterfly on my shoulder." And those were the first words that I spoke. And she fell to her knees and thanked God, and knew that I was going to be okay. So that's my early childhood trauma. How that affected me in my life is that I became very withdrawn. I wouldn't communicate. I spent years and years and years observing, watching people in their relationships and staying quiet. My grandmother used to say to me all the time, "Carrie Jane, you don't need to worry about the ones who are loud and bold because they tell you who they are." She said, "You need to worry about the quiet ones because the quiet ones know everything." And that's I guess I decided that being quiet was pretty wonderful. Today, I'm not as quiet, but I am a person who enjoys one-on-one conversations and helping people in that way. I do public speaking, but I still am very reserved. So what happened to me was that I didn't realize what relationships were supposed to be like. So I didn't really know how to have relationships. I didn't know how to be a friend or have a friend. I was really, really very alone and withdrawn for most of my childhood. And so there was a young man who came along and he paid attention to me, and my self-esteem was very, very low. And I thought, well, why would this good-looking young man want to have anything to do with me? And so I got into a relationship with him that turned into a relationship of control, physical, mental, and emotional abuse. I spent much of my adult years trying to make him happy, and it was impossible. One day, he looked at me and said, "I might as well stay married to you, because if I don't, I'm just going to go have to find another one just like you anyway." For whatever reason, those words just absolutely moved me into action, and I fled. I went to a shelter, and then I went out on my own, and I filed for a divorce, and went into therapy and learned about relationships and learned how to love and be loved, learned how to have a friend and be a friend. And then I was open to a relationship and found the man of my dream, the one that makes my clock tick, the one that makes my world go round and round and round. And he is a light in my life, and he's funny. He makes me laugh. He brings me joy, and this man treats me like I am his queen, and I do my best to treat him like he's my king.
Oh, listen, you said so much. You said a lot.
I know.
Did you ever have the fear that you would have the mental illness?
Oh, that is absolutely, I was terrified that I was going to have that illness. I really was. I was so terrified that I worried about it. I worried about it with my children. I watched everything that I did. I kept looking and wondering if the day was going to come. Okay, so they said puberty, it happens. Well, it didn't happen to me. And then they said, it's in your 40s. And then when I turned 40, I'm
it
like,
didn't happen.
Am I going to be crazy now?
Right.
Yeah. But it didn't happen. And it has not happened to my children either. So that's a great blessing.
You know, what was really amazing is most of the time when people have like a broken neck or something, they generally don't make it. They generally like you had, you know, the paralysis and everything on the one side, but God had a plan for your life. Mm-hmm. He had a plan for your life. And and that's the most incredible part of it, is that God had a plan.
Well, later as an adult, what they told me is it was called the death break. The where it was broken was 1 and 2, and that is usually that break kills. And you're right. Whatever God had planned for me, God had a whole lifetime of experiences planned for me, and that was not going to stop God.
Yeah, you know, because those vertebrae and different things in your spine control so many different areas in your body. Like, I never got into like all of the bones like that, like in your back, because I wasn't into chiropractor, I wasn't into occupational therapy, physical therapy, those things. They have to study the bones a little bit more. But I found out the hard way because I had an injury. And so I found out, you know, about numbness and different things like that, and like what controls the bladder. But anyway, we're going to get off the bat, because I'm like, right now, I don't feel like all of that happening right now. So what is your definition of love? What does love really truly look like?
Love. Oh, what love really truly looks like. To me, love is giving without expecting anything in return. Just as my God does for me, I do that for others. And that is, be there, be present, be loving, be understanding, be compassionate, have integrity, be true to your word. All of these wonderful, wonderful attributes are all part of love. Love is not easy for me. It really isn't, because I'm a human being, you know, and I believe that it's easy for God, but I'm a human being. And so I have to work at it. You know, I have to work at being the best person that I can be with the tools that I have in front of me. And boy, do I have a lot of tools. But more than that, I have faith. I really do. There has never been anything in my entire life that has broken my faith.
So now that, you know, you were able to get away from your husband, was that easier than you thought it was going to be?
I was really... it was easy in the way of leaving, because he didn't fight that, which is grace and blessing. But I didn't know how to be. So my life was in the military. I was a military spouse. And so I had, being in an army environment is kind of like being in an institution. I lived in housing. All my friends were military. I went to church in housing. I went to the grocery store in housing. I went to the department store in housing. So I was on that installation, and I was enclosed in a world. So I stepped out of the world, and the hardest thing wasn't ending the relationship. The hardest thing was my whole life was identified with the military, and I did not know how to function in the civilian world at all. So I had to learn. It took me a couple of years.
Wow. That's amazing, though. So what did forgiveness look like to you, like when it came to your previous marriage? What did forgiveness, did it take you a while, or what was the process?
Well, I hope you don't mind what I'm about to say.
Oh.
But I was taught as a child and taught by my minister and my grandmother that forgiveness means it never happened. So does it mean that I can't relate to other people about that? No, it doesn't. But does it still hurt me? No, it doesn't. That forgiveness is, I had to let it go and not let it have power over me. That power over me was hurting me. It didn't hurt him. It didn't have anything to do with him. That pain that was within me, I carried with me for a while until I was able to forgive. And that's what forgiveness looks like, is he has his life, he has his wife, he's still the father of my children and the grandfather of my grandchildren. And I have no ill will toward him. I wish him all the blessings and love that he can have in his entire life. And he is not a part of my life. We don't see each other. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, forgiveness is for you.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
Forgiveness is definitely for you.
It is.
Because when you think about the traumas that we go through, we're the ones that endure the pain of it. Mm-hmm. And to keep from anybody being able to hold anything over on us, or even for us to have this extra weight on us, it's time to release it. And so when we release, then that's where the forgiveness comes from. Like, I can talk to you all day long and you won't affect me because you won't have power over me.
That's true. The other, yeah, the other transition that I had was being trained. That was my other transition. And one of the stories that happened when I first got married to my husband, we were getting ready to go on a trip. And he said, Carrie, you might want to turn your computer off before we go. So I get down on my hands and knees and start unplugging everything, you know, and start going around the house unplugging appliances and stuff. And he was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, don't I need to unplug all of the stuff? And he just stood there in shock. And he began to understand, you know, that there are things that, even though I went through therapy, there are things that are always going to come up that I don't even realize. I have no idea, you know, I was so trained in how to be, how to think, how to feel, you know, what it was I was supposed to do. You know, my house had to be, everything had to be dress, everything had to be as perfect as possible at all times. So that doesn't go away. But when it happens and he sees it and he says, hey, you don't have to do that. Yes. Then I realized, oh my gosh, where it came from, and I can let it go then. So it's going to be a lifetime process to let go of all of that. It's only when things come up that I realize what's going on.
Yeah. And it's deprogramming to be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I can actually relate to is going to the grocery store. Like after, like once my marriage was over, it's going to the grocery store. I really, truly did not know what I liked.
Oh, amen.
I didn't know what I liked.
Yeah,
and to be able to go in the store, like I like beans and stuff like that. And to be able to go into the grocery store and say, I'm going to get as many beans as I want, and I'm going to get this. But at first, you go to the grocery store and it's like, I got this stuff and I don't even really want this.
Right.
And I'm not cooking it for him because he's not here. Like, so what do I like? So I had to really like even get into therapy. Therapy was very crucial for me because it was like I had PTSD, you know.
Well, I like everything. I like all kinds of food, everything. And I was extraordinarily, I mean, I was limited when he was, one of my graces is that he was gone in the military all the time. So I could play with food and my kids got exposed to different foods. But when he was home, you know what eye of round is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted eye of round steaks because it didn't have fat on it. And I was, I was like, okay, here's your steak and here's our food. And I cooked only what he wanted when he was home, only what he wanted. I one of the things that people couldn't understand, and even I couldn't understand till I got away from it, was he had to have 30 clean pair of underwear folded exactly, dress right, dressed in his drawers. He had to have his socks folded in the military style, and there had to be 30 pair of clean socks in there. And the day before I left, he was yelling at me because he had 3 pair of dirty underwear in the laundry and 3 pair of socks. And he said, you're not doing your job. You're not doing the laundry. And so I knew it was time. I had to go because what happened to me is I snapped. I grabbed all of his t-shirts. I grabbed all of his underwear and I grabbed all of his socks and I put them all in the washing machine and I walked out the door and I never came back.
Now figure that out. Look, that's all I can say is now figure that one out.
That's
you want it, you got it. You do it yourself, sir.
There you go. Now they're all clean.
Oh my God. My goodness.
Yeah. When you live in that, you really you know, a lot of people ask me, how could you stay in that? How could you go through that and stay in that? And, you know, what I want to tell any woman who's out there and who's in it, I absolutely understand that there's so much that you don't know that you've been trained to do. You don't know. And the only way you're going to find out what the real world is out there is to find a way to walk out the door.
That's
find your path, find your way, whatever that looks like. There's so much help out there right now. So I encourage any woman who's going through this to find anybody. You know what? Go look on the web, on my website. There's a phone number up there. If you want help, just give me a call and I will tell you what resources you can use to get out of there. I don't care. You call me anytime.
Your website is Highest Intent or Intense?
Highest Intent? Like your highest intent, like your God? No.
Right there?
Uh-uh. It's Highest Intent, like intentional.
Okay. We don't change
intent.
That so that people can have the right one because I wanted to make sure.
Highestintentcoach.com.
We're gonna save that.
Right.
That's it.
That's it. Highestintentcoach.com. Yes. And my phone number is open to anybody. If I don't answer my phone, you send me a text. I will get back to you. And if you're in trouble, you just let me know, leave a message and you let me know, and I will find resources.
That is amazing though, because that's what a lot of people need. But, what I find is a lot of people say that they're ready, but they're not.
That's true. That's true. I was in that relationship for 30 years.
Yeah.
I absolutely understand. I was married for 27 of those years. When I was ready, I was ready, you know, and no one can tell you when you're ready. No one can say, but you. No, really, truly, that's it. That's what happened. But I will tell you that a woman affected me in a way that I never thought was possible. 10 years before I walked out, and it took me 10 years to save the money to do it. But 10 years before, I was at a party, and my ex-husband told me to shut the up, that I didn't know what I was talking about in front of tons. There were 30 people all around. He just said that to me. And this woman grabbed my arm and said, "Baby, we're going to the bathroom." And she dragged me to the bathroom, and she was a Texas woman, and she says, "Girl, ain't nobody in Texas, no woman in Texas puts up with that kind of man. You get your happy to Texas and you get rid of that man." And 10 years later, I found myself in Texas, and I walked out the door.
Yeah. It's funny that it's always that one person that can impact a change. I could remember there being, it was a play at the church, and it was called A Kept Woman. And this lady, she wrote a book, and it was called A Kept Woman, and she made a play out of it. But it was about her husband abusing her, her having kids, and even one of her kids, her husband, killed one of her kids by mistake. Killed one of the kids by mistake. But it was just the mere fact of watching that play unfold. And I felt it so heavy, like, that's me. Because when your children are watching you go through these things, it affects them. It affects them. And it's like, you're the one designed to protect your children. And it's like, I can't even protect me. How can I protect my children?
But And lucky me, he did not harm the kids, but still, they saw how I was treated. Still, that was a picture for them of how to treat a woman. Thank goodness, my sons are very happily married and treat their wives like they are their queens. And that's, you know, that's part of them wanting to do better than their dad did. So I'm really grateful that that's the case.
But what I can say is my children didn't deal with that either.
Right.
But I can say that they really, truly do have a good father. And his life has transitioned. He has a wonderful wife. He's very active in the children's life and in the grandchildren's life. And we're all like family, you know, and I always look at it like that, because no matter what, we're going to be family because of the children and the grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And forgiveness was, it took a while. It definitely took a while. But because it had taken a while, I had to deal with my life in increments, you know, like, okay, now this has surfaced, now that has surfaced, and now let's deal with this part of it, of not not loving myself and even knowing what I deserve.
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, I hear you.
Because if you've given you gave most of your life to him.
I did. I gave most of my life to him and to the children. So, yeah. What do I like? What do I need? What do I want? You know, and it took years to really realize what I like to do or cook or, you know. And
did
and
you feel like a robot at any time? Because I did.
I did. I felt like a robot all the time. Okay, now it's time to do this. And okay, now it's time to do that. And even when he was away, I gave report every day, blow by blow of everything that I did all day long. You know, today I might share things that happened during the day, but I don't feel like I need to give an hour by hour report.
Yeah. Don't it feel good though to be like your own individual person and be loved by the man that's the man of your dreams, and he allows you to be you?
He does allow me to be me, which is amazing to me. But he has a little extra too, you know. He brings me flowers just because. He opens the door for me just because. He's a gentleman, you know. He just is that way, and he's just so much more. And sometimes I think that even that I don't tell him enough or show him enough. I do, but I'm. What more can I do to show him how much I appreciate having him in my life? He is just an absolutely amazing man.
See, that's God's blessing to you, and that's him smiling upon you. It's giving you after you have been tortured a while. Say after you.
I know, but see, I look at life like this. Absolutely every experience that I have been through in my entire life, everything that I have been through, good, bad, indifferent, everything has come to this. And the reason it's come to this is so that I can help other people.
That's right.
I can relate to just about anybody. And that's because I've been through what I've been through. That was God's plan.
Yeah. That's purpose.
Yeah.
That's purpose all day long. Everything, even with the situation with your mom, and even being able to be with your loving grandmother and not talking. You could relate to children in so many different ways and relate to couples, and you just like your bio said, you can relate to all people.
I really can. I don't never in my life have I ever seen differences. And I think that's a gift that was given to me. I just love people. I always have just loved people. I don't have to understand why people see differences. I don't have to understand that. I don't have to see that. I just got to be me. I just got to be a Carrie.
And, that's right.
And that's all I got to worry about is just be Carrie.
Yeah. Carrie, talk to us about your coaching. Like, what does, just let's talk about your coaching. Let's just talk about like typical people that you deal with. And,
well, mostly people who come to me for couples coaching are people who, frankly, most of them are in midlife transition. You know, the empty nesters, they both have raised children. What they talked about was their kids or their jobs or money or blah, blah, blah. And they fell away from each other. And what happened is the kids grew up and they both looked at each other and said, "Who are you and what are you doing in my house?" You know, and they come to me in hopes that I can change things. And what I bring to them is that, no, I can't do anything. I teach them how they can make a difference in their relationship. And we start by going through the two truly big problems that happen in all relationships. Truly is, one is the blame game, and two is the need to be right. And all of those things boil down to one person trying to control another person. And so we work on those things, but while we're working on those things, we work on other things like couples forget to hold hands. Couples forget to do things for each other, like open the car door or open the door when you walk in, or to pull the seat out and seat your partner, you know, to do those romantic little things, to hold hands while you're walking across the parking lot to go into the grocery store. Couples forget. And that's how I start them off, is remembering that. One of the most beautiful stories I ever had is I had a couple who came into my office and they're screaming mad at each other, and they're screaming, and I don't tolerate screaming in my office. And so I had them go away and hold each other's hands for 30 minutes. And what the wife said to me was that they both just cried for 30 minutes. They'd forgotten the love that they had for each other. You know, the whole world got in the way of what was their beautiful, special relationship with each other. And it's been 3 years. They still email me. They're still holding hands. They're still playing. They're still having water gun fights. They're still playing chase around the house. They're still smacking each other's bottoms. They're just having a ball with each other, you know, and all of that came from sitting down in my office and in a state of screaming and me making them stop and go home and just hold each other's hands and look into each other's eyes. It was absolutely amazing what happened for them.
Now, so this leads me to this question, and I know I keep going back to your current husband.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What led you down this road to the relationship coach portion of your life? Did that bear a lot of weight on you getting back to the basics of relationship?
No, I've always been absolutely fascinated with relationships.
Gotcha.
Always, you know. And I did not coach people because I did not feel like if my relationship wasn't in line, then I felt like I could not help others if I wasn't okay. So once I moved out of that, once I got help, and then when I got into my relationship with my current husband, then I felt better about talking to people about having wonderful relationships. And it became so important to me that I wrote a book about it. The book is not a 400-page book. It is a simple conversation with simple tools and simple suggestions in it. There's simple psychology in there talking about beliefs that we had when we were a kid, and he's got his beliefs and she's got her beliefs. My inspiration was mostly watching other couples and how I could give them the tools that they could use to make a difference in their own lives, that they had their own union, they have their higher power, whatever it is they choose to call that, and they've got the union between the two of them, and they have the choice to change that.
Now, do you have a link or whatever for your books?
I do have a link, and I can give that to you. I don't know if I can get it to you. I can just tell you, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazon.
It's on Amazon, and it's 108 pages, and it's not expensive. So, you know, it takes the time. You can sit there on a Saturday morning and pop that book open and be done within, you know, a couple hours, depending on how fast you read. You know,
which book is this? So I can put the right name for the book.
This is Get Out of the Box and Into Play.
Into Play.
The Secret to a Lasting Relationship.
That's a long title, but it works. Hey, they was gonna get it one way or another, like.
But yeah, you know, and it is. All life is about play. It is. It's just play. Play with your friends, play with your husband or wife or significant other. Play, 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 play. We're meant to play. We play when we're little kids and we forget. We're meant to play.
That's amazing, though. That really is. Okay, let's show that banner. Get out of the box and into play. The secret to lasting relationships on Amazon. You guys can get this book on Amazon. And it's Carrie Petrucci.
Yeah.
All right. Anything you want to talk to this audience about, Miss Fabulous?
Well, I do.
I'm actually going to slide off if you want the floor to yourself. I'm just going to come off.
I want to say give one thing to the audience, really one thing that is so important, and that is that conflicts happen, and without conflicts, there isn't growth. And sometimes things get really superheated, and I know that people understand that you need time apart is really good. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go to your own corners, take your time. But there's one more thing about that. And what I want to tell you is to remember these three sentences. There's just three sentences you have to remember. Does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? Does it need to be said by me right now? Again, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? Does it need to be said by me right now? If you can get those three sentences in your relationship, if you can get them into your mind and you can remember that, chances are you'll avoid so many arguments and so many conflicts because you realize that you need to go to your corner, go take your time out, your 5, your 10 minutes, say the three sentences to yourself and realize, is what I'm about to say going to give love? And am I going to receive love from what I'm about to say to my partner? And that's all I got to tell you for today.
I put myself back on mute. I'm like, I want to say something. I wanted to know about the relationship reignition program. Talk to us about that, because do you have it scheduled for certain times of the year, or
Relationship Reignition Program is a program that everyone can, you can go and pick it up. It's on Thinkific, and it is a self-paced program, and there are 8 different modules to the program. So everything that I teach you in the book is even expounded on in the course. So you can take it at your own pace. It's designed for once a week. And at the end of the course, if you sign up for the course, at the end of the course, we have a 2-hour outtake session. So it's on your own pace, your own time, whenever you have the time to do it. And that's what's really wonderful. If you don't have time to schedule individual sessions, I don't do group sessions with couples because there's nothing more strange than having another couple in the same room as you. You know, your life is kind of personal and you don't really want a bunch of people around to do that. So I created the course for those of you who wanted to do a self-paced without anybody around, without doing anything. And like I said, at the end of the course, there's a 2-hour outtake where you have 2 hours with me to have a conversation to see where you are and to see where you want to go next.
I'm going to get enough for trying to work this thing right here. It just really want to kick me out and just want to leave you up there. And that's okay because you are fabulous. So it's on Thinkific, you said.
Thinkific.
Yeah.
Thinkific. But if you go to my website, there will be a link to that. My website is being worked on right now a little bit, but it'll be back up within the week.
Okay.
The course will. So
Well, all right. I usually just kind of leave the floor open to you to give them advice and everything, but you already did that part. Mm-hmm. Unless you have some more inside of there that you really want to give everybody, if you could think of anything else that you'd like to give.
I can. One more story. And that is, when I was 16 years old, I got really, really mad at this girl who was making fun of me, and she was kind of torturing me. And I came home and I told my dad, I'm going to say all these things to her, and I'm going to tell her what I think, and she's really going to pay. I'm going to hurt her as bad as she's hurting me. And my dad said, oh, well, I tell you what, why don't you go to your room and write all that down. Be mad. Write it all down. Take out your notebook and you write everything you want to say, even curse in your notebook. Put it all on paper. Do all of that. I went to my room and I wrote it all out, and I brought my piece of paper to him. I said, okay, I wrote it out. I'm going to send it to her. And he goes, no. I want you to fold that piece of paper in half and fold it again, and I want you to stick it in your drawer in your room. And he said, in 24 hours, I want you to go and I want you to open that up and I want you to read what you wrote. And I said, well, okay, fine. So I went and I folded it up and I put it in my drawer and I pulled it out. And I realized 24 hours later that there was no way I could ever say that any of those things to another human being, that I could not hurt her the way that she hurt me. I couldn't do it. And so I encourage you in all your relationships, whether you're in a couple or whether you are in a friendship or whether it's your children or your parents, all relationships, that before you decide to say what you have to say, not only those three things that I told you to think about, but if it comes to the point where after saying those three things, yes, I think it needs to be said by me right now, I encourage you to write it first. Put it away, think about it for 24 hours, open that piece of paper back up, and if you still feel that way, this is what my dad told me, if I still feel that way, put it away for 3 more days, and then tell me if you feel that way.
Your dad was very wise.
Yes, he was.
He was very, very wise, and it really makes you really think about, like, of how people just react in a moment. And this mm-hmm. is how people lose their time, lose their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's from reacting and not thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you have to take the time, you know.
Well,
like me, I don't.
Yeah.
I extend extra grace. I'm one of those people that I can't hold a grudge. I don't hold grudges. And I want to be mad. I'll be mad, but it only lasts a minute. It don't last that long. But when I'm done with you, I'm done with you. That's just that. It's like, you know what? I love you, but I can't fool with you. And that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot to even get to that point.
It does to me, too. It takes a lot for me to get to that point. But, you know, it even took worse. You know, for years, I had just a tough time breaking off relationships that weren't good for me, you know. But once I learned how to be a friend and have a friend, that became understandable. You know, hey, I love you, but. You know, we need to move on and do our, we need to move on and have, you know, go our separate ways. That is a tough conversation to have with someone.
I know. So listen, guys, I am going to put Carrie's social media handle up here. So this is on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All outlets is the same. Carrie
Petrucci. Yeah, it's the same. Carrie Petrucci.
All across the board. You can't can't change this over here and this over here, and it's all one. So you're always going to find her.
I'm the only one in the world.
That is so unique.
I am the only Carrie Petrucci in the entire world. Wow. So you can't miss it.
Hey, that's what makes you so unique anyway. You're already fabulous. So, you know, we already know.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that is her social media handle. You can find her on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook as well under Carrie Petrucci. Is there any other outlets or any other ways that they can get in contact with you besides your email, your website? We'll put that back up there because I need them to see that, especially because of there's other resources that Carrie has on her website, especially for those who are going through domestic violence or something like that, that really want to get out or that need to have someone to talk to or figure out how you're going to move forward, even to find yourself. We hear so many times that people are trying to find themselves. Well, I'll tell you, Carrie Petrucci is that one person that you can confide in to help you to find yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet, Dr. Wendy.
Well, is there anything else? Going once.
No, ma'am.
Going twice. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for accepting the invitation. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for allowing each and every person to dive into your world and find out what happened to you and how you overcame and how you healed and how you truly love.
Thank you
so much. I am going to put you in the back.
Okay.
Thanks. Guys, now you heard it. Carrie Petrucci is an overcomer. And now she's helping other people to overcome some of the nastiest things that have happened in our lives. So I would say to go to her website, which is highestintentcoach.com, and you'll be able to open up. She's non-biased, so she's not somebody that knows you, which will definitely help you, and it'll bless your soul too. So So I thank you guys so much for tuning in to You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes. And the conference, Wound Care Conference, is on the 27th of this month. You can go to bit.ly/woundconference. It's a brunch/conference, and it's going to be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And you can go to this website here in order to purchase your tickets. I would love to see you guys there. And if you wanted to give a donation or whatever to the ministry, it is at Cash App is $ Dr. Wendy Banks Ministry. If you would like to be a guest on You Are Not Your Trauma Show, then here we go. It's bit.ly/notyourtraumapodcast. And I'll be able to get right back to you and we'll get you all scheduled, or we'll do an interview first to see if we're a perfect fit. How about that? And I thank you guys so much for tuning in, and have an abundantly